October 29th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today. This program is not now only 1 hour until the end of November, but RBN has assured me that we will return to the 2-hour format. Please visit RBN's website at republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spingola.com, where you will see the guest lineup for this program along with relevant links. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. However, I do not look at that email during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We are not going to take calls today. With just an hour, it is just too difficult for the guest to present his or her information. However, please feel free to email your questions. I will be joining John Friend tonight, who is hosting his very, very first radio program, and I have a link on the radio schedule page for today's date, where you can go to the program. It'll be 8 p.m. Central Time. My guest again today is Rodney Martin, the director of World View Foundations. His website is wvfoundations.org. Welcome to the program, Rodney.
Well, good morning from California, Deanne, and thank you for having me back.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and so I didn't send you a reminder because since we talked on Friday, I thought, gosh, I hope he has it in his schedule.
I certainly do. And I also, just for your listeners' point of information, we actually post a schedule on our website as well, with a link to RBN to support RBN and to your website as well. And I wanted to bring that up just as a little, as we start off the show with some points of information. We have a new page on our website. Links, to sites and programs that we support, and of course your website is on there. And I know that some of your listeners have started some outstanding new blogs and websites and such, and we'd encourage listeners to send us those with their banners and their links, and my webmaster will get those posted on our website because we definitely want to support those who support us. We would encourage anyone that has their blog, in the Real Truth Movement, and who support us. And of course, we get a lot of emails from your listeners. Send us your banner and your link, and we'll get it posted on our website. And the new page is on there, as well as a lot of the new information that I talked about just this past Friday. Our first publishing project is released for purchase. Fader's Usury document has been published. It's available for purchase. That is on our website. And also, I just spoke with Dr. Jacob this morning, and our second publishing project will be ready and going to the publishers here in about a couple of weeks. And that is another work by Fader as well, and that'll be going to the publishers, and that should be available. We're hoping to have both, our goal was to have both of those documents returned to the public domain and back in regular circulation by year's end, and it looks like we're going to meet that objective. And, of course, early to midpoint of next year, we're hoping to have the memoirs of Gretel Hines published as well. I'm working with her on her manuscript as well. So a lot of exciting projects from Worldview Foundations, and, of course, we have about 4 more oral history interviews that are being scheduled. A couple of them were rescheduled when I was under the weather. And so between now, November, to the end of December, early part of January, we're going to have at least 4, probably 5, because I've been contacted by a couple of family members, grandparents.
Oh, okay, we got cut off here. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River. for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Deanna, and our guest today is Rodney Martin, the director of Worldview Foundations, whose website is wvfoundations.org. All righty. You were talking about the books and also that you were willing to post to people's websites. And I'm trying to find the link for the book, Federer's book. Where would people go to
Go to my website, it's on the home page, and it's also on our books.
Rodney, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Did we lose Rodney?
I'm here.
Oh, you sound like...
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Say something now.
I'm here.
I guess I had my sound turned down. Where might people... What should people click to get to the link?
If you go to my homepage on wvfoundations.org, you will see it's right posted on the home page as one of the new items, and then it's also on the books page.
Okay. Yeah, I looked on the books page, and I don't know why I didn't see it.
You might want to refresh because it was just posted, I think, last night or early this morning.
Oh, okay.
The webmaster sent me an email and said it was on there. It was either late last night or early this morning. He had posted that stuff. Got the image of the new jacket, the book design jacket, and then the link where you can get it.
Oh, I see.
Review.
Okay.
Yeah. And so anyway, that's up there, and we just posted several new news articles. What's interesting, there was a new piece in the British press where there's some new writers. Of course, we knew all of this. Those of us in the truth movement, Deanna. Where they uncovered the torture of German POWs by the British. And, of course, we knew that they tortured Rudolf Hess. But what's interesting is the article mentions the torture of Nazi POWs, which is trying to desensitize it. It's all right to torture Nazis. Of course, these were German soldiers. And, of course, it was in violation of the Geneva Convention. And the article does mention it was a violation of the Geneva Convention. But I thought it was interesting. That news article was posted to the left where we post various news articles. And, of course, the celebration of the 775th birthday of Berlin, and the article makes mention that it was the National Socialists that first made the celebration of the founding of Berlin a celebration. We thought that was, I thought that was interesting, so we posted that. As is, as I kind of made kind of a little segue going into our main topic, I try to respond to at least one email from your listeners. And I did receive an email, Deanna, that I think is worth responding to, and that has been, we talked about in prior shows about, the Jews that, had left Germany and they came over and set up shop in the United States and did it, an immeasurable amount of damage. And one of your listeners emailed me and says, can you name a big name Jew that had done so? And I said, well, yeah, one came to mind. And so I wanted to just highlight one. And we all know her by the name of Hedy Lamarr, the famous actress in Hollywood. Her real name was actually Hedwig Eva Maria Kreisler. She was born in Vienna in 1914, and both of her parents were Jews, both mother and father. Her father was actually none other than a banker. She actually, in about 1933, she married a gentleman by the name of Fritz Mandel. He was head of one of the largest armaments manufacturers. He was also an Austrian, and of course you had the Anschluss with Austria, between Austria and Germany. Now, during her brief marriage, she ended up, during her lifetime, she's married about six or seven times, which is interesting in and of itself. She actually, like the true sponge and her true to her kindred, she soaked up all sorts of information. She went to all, she took advantage of her marriage to Fritz Mandel, soaked up all sorts of information. She actually met Adolf Hitler during one of these receptions that, Mandel would have been at, even met with Benito Mussolini, promptly left him, filed for divorce from Mandel, jumped on an ocean liner and headed for the United States with all of the information that she'd absorbed, from his business as a director of armaments factory, and promptly met Louis B. Mayer of MGM, became an actress, but also shared all of this information with various interests in the United States. As a matter of fact, she tried to claim, we talked about after the war, the theft of over 300,000 German patents. Once in the United States, she actually tried to claim a patent to one of the, what was called synchronized frequency hopping, something that she probably had stolen or expropriated from her time being married to Mandel. Interestingly, she didn't get any traction from it. She tried to sue Sylvania Electronic Systems, eventually put something together very similar. But she eventually didn't. Her career flopped. She was arrested for shoplifting in her later years, went around filing frivolous lawsuits, and she died in obscurity in Florida. But there was a prime example, and I wanted to respond to your listener, of one of the Jewish harlots, to say the least, that fled Hollywood, took advantage of her marriage to a German, stole a bunch of sensitive information, spread it around the United States, hopped into the Hollywood Jewish bed, and then, of course, there's an example. So getting on to our topic, Rosenberg's essay, and this is interesting, the essay that we're going to talk about today, Rosenberg wrote in the NSDAP newspaper. In fact, we're going to cover two of them. We can cover two of them in the time because they're relatively short, but they're very, very informative, and they tie together. And they're written about 2.5 weeks apart. The first one was written in the NSDAP newspaper on November 26, 1921. It was called The People's Observer, and it was entitled Jewish Bolshevism. The second one was written just a few weeks later on December 10th, 1921, called Stock Exchange Bolshevism. And it was just a single page. It was almost like a letter to the editor. But you'll find that as we cover the first essay on November 26th, entitled Jewish Bolshevism, Rosenberg mentioned Stock Exchange Bolshevism. So it's almost as if he wrote the second one as a point of clarification. So let me cover what he's talking about. And in this, it's almost like he's writing the expose. He's writing the expose of, who was behind the Bolshevik Revolution you know, in the Soviet Union, what was becoming the Soviet Union at the time. Again, this is 1921. He's talking about whose hands were behind, you know, what communism really was, whose hands were behind it. Very early on, he was basically exposing the fact that, you know, Lenin, Marxist Leninism, communism was a Jewish creation early on. And bear in mind that Rosenberg was Baltic German, born in what was the Russian Empire at the time. He had a keen sense of everything that was going on in Russia and in the Soviet Union at the time, which is one of the reasons why that Hitler had named him head of the Eastern Occupied Territory. So let me go on, and then I highlighted some of the key portions of this essay. And you're going to find that a lot of it, as we've talked about in our prior shows, Deanna, the Jews and the Bolsheviks and the communists, of course, they're still around. They've just kind of changed their colors. They've changed their titles. They use the same playbook. And it's so frustrating because we keep falling for it. And it's the same players, different generations, the same playbook, and the same tactics, the same tools. So here is his opening. Hardly was freedom won in Russia than the children of Israel came traveling from all the corners of the earth into the new promised land. In Moscow and in St. Petersburg, there appeared Bolshevik newspapers and journals. Trained demagogues entered into the workers' and military councils, heavily provided with money, and drove the minds of the Russians, mostly consisting of illiterates, away from and against one another. Now, there you have Rosenberg basically indicating that within the chaos and upheaval of what was going on in Russia, in comes Jewish corruption, in comes the Jewish influence, in comes the infiltration. He goes a step further, and he starts naming names. He says, in comes the workers, there appeared unknown to anybody the name Stiklo. He preached the fall of democracy, world peace, promised freedom and bread, and scattered money around him generously. Finally, he was forced to show his papers, and he was a Jew. And again, as he goes into this essay, you're going to find he's essentially, what this essay is, he is basically exposing what the Bolshevik Revolution was, who was behind it. It was all a Jewish, creation. He goes a step further, further in the essay. Hardly did Trotsky, Kavanaugh, Rosenfeld, etc., sit behind lock and bolt than anyone were already represented in the name of freedom as martyrs of idealism. Libor and Down effected their liberation through the historical weakling Kerensky. Now, remember who Kerensky was. He was the one that set up a so-called Russian Republic after the Tsar had abdicated, whose police president was a Jew and a Zionist, Rutenberg. Thereby, Russia's downfall was sealed. Every demagogue could, in the feeling of his invincibility, throw aside the final mask. Then he goes on a step further. From whence did the Bolsheviks get the enormous propaganda sums of money? The anti-German writers maintained that Lenin and Trotsky were employees of the German General Staff. Now, remember, false propaganda that the Bolshevik Revolution was propagated by the Germans. It is a fact that the Germans kicked Lenin out of Germany, sent him back to Russia. But actually, the truth is that the Bolsheviks were Rosenberg again writing, were and are delegates of the stock exchange Jewry.
All righty, we have a break. We'll be right back. I'm sorry I didn't hear the music.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Our guest is Rodney Martin. His website is wvfoundations.org. And you were talking about Rosenberg's essay, Jewish Bolshevism.
Yeah, and as we get in,
what book is that from?
This book is called Political Essays. It's available on my website on the books page. It's available through Historic Review Press, I believe. The link is there. It's a collection of various essays. And you'll see, I wanted to make an editorial comment at this stage. If you read these political essays, and I think this one, particular one, is probably one of the most powerful essay in that, you'll see why he was put to death at Nuremberg, was martyred at Nuremberg. He had a very obscure title in the National Socialist government. He was not in the upper tier. He was Reichsminister for the Eastern Occupied Territories, but actually a man by the name of Koch actually ran the Eastern Occupied Territories. But I think you'll see Rosenberg was a philosopher, he was a thinker, he was a very mild-mannered gentleman, but he had it. He named names, he knew what was really going on, he knew these shadowy Jewish powers that had been ruining the world, and you'll see as we get further on in this essay, this is why they murdered him at Nuremberg under this kangaroo Soviet-style kangaroo court show trial that FDR and Churchill went along with. Because they just weren't going to have him writing any more of this stuff, exposing this. So the book, to answer your question, Dan, it's available on the Worldview Foundation's website under the book section. It's a very good book. It's a whole series of essays going from 1919 all the way to 1942, including some of his last writings that he wrote while he was imprisoned at Nuremberg. Going on into the essay, we're getting into where he's actually moving on. I wanted to recap what we said before we went to the break. He indicated, he said that the truth is the Bolsheviks were and are delegates of the stock exchange Jewry of all countries, that it was Jewish money which paid for the machine of destruction. Who knows, like hardly anyone else, the secrets of the Russian Revolution and openly incriminates the German Jew, Peruzel Heplin, as being the father of Bolshevism in Russia. Peruzus from Constantinople, he from Copenhagen and from Sofia, Peruvus from Berlin. Trotsky and Zevanov traveled with 200 brothers from the New York ghetto to Russia. English officers arrested the entire company in Halifax. Then the Washington government intervened and forced their release. The Russian government let this plague into their land. The President of the United States, and this is a powerful couple of sentences here, and the President of the United States at the time was Wilson. His right-hand man was the Jew Simon Wolf. His left-hand man was the Zionist and Chief Justice Brandeis. Jacob Schiff, the world banker, had already in 1904 financed the Japanese war and against anti-Semitic Russia. Bear in mind, Russia under the Tsar was anti-Jewish.
Rodney, could you speak into your mic more?
Yes, I'll just adjust it a little bit.
Sound like you went away.
Yeah, had already financed the 1904 Japanese...
Rodney, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, you were really low for a minute.
Okay. So anyway, you have Jacob Schiff, he's talking about Jacob Schiff financing the 1904 Japanese war against Russia and provided the Russian prisoners of war with revolutionary propaganda. Now, he writes, Bernard Baruch was Wilson's friend and later traveled at the head of many other Jews along with him to the peace conference in Versailles. He goes on. Now he goes on. Rosenberg goes on. It is beyond doubt who let these Jewish rioters on Russia. Henry Ford publishes in his work, The International Jew, a letter from official sources, which is directed from a certain Faustenberg to a Mr. Raphael Shalom in New York. It derives from Stockholm and is dated 21st September 1917, 1 month before the Council Day, and declares a Jewish banking house has prepared an account for the undertaking of Konrad Trotsky. So, I mean, you go on, he's basically, this is an expose, exposing who it is that is behind the Bolshevik revolution in Russia. It's the Jews. It's the Jewish money emanating all the way from New York.
Indeed. In fact, they trained these Russians, most of which were Jewish, in Standard Oil's compound there in New Jersey.
He goes on later in this essay, he says, there was hardly an actual Jewish high finance in Russia as in the Western countries. But now, indeed, the Russian national wealth has passed over into hands of the Jews and their lackeys. That's his thing. The robbery of the treasury deposits, the nationalizing of the houses and factories, the house searches and the other repercussions created a new stock of gold, jewels, and other valuables, which were used once again for the acquisition of tractable mercenaries and for the propaganda of the world revolution, end quote. The robbery of the precious items of all sorts made it possible for the commissars to buy houses for themselves.
Interesting. All righty, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Rodney Martin. His website is wvfoundations.org. All right. Okay. Continue.
Deanna, there was a question in the chat room, and Rosenberg actually answers it in this essay, and then there's an age-old question, too, that Rosenberg addresses it. The question in the chat room was, how are the Jews so powerful? Well, it's called divide and conquer and spreading hate and discontent and always making sure that basically Gentiles are attacking each other. And here he addresses it. He says later in the essay, under the guise of avenging past mistreatments, the Jewish demagogues instigated the Russian soldiers to hunt former officers, bureaucrats, engineers. The frightened headquarters of murder was the estate quarter of the now dead commissar for the combating of the counter-revolution. Moses Ertinsky he names an address. It's a Russian address that I'm not even going to try to pronounce in St. Petersburg. There thousands were thrown in and killed without trial for the entire North area for the governor of St. Petersburg, chairman of the North Commune and president of the executive of the Third International. The same thing as for another district or region in St. Petersburg. And Trotsky Bronstein brought the blood intoxication into the system for the whole of Russia. So essentially what he's saying is, you know, they're conniving and they basically turned Russian on Russian and, you know, created this absolutely artificial, hatred on, they turn Russian on Russian, and that's what they do here. You know, they control the, you know, through their propaganda, through the, you know, contamination of the culture and such. And they're standing in the back, background pulling the strings. Now, this next sentence, which I think is very important in the essay, and I want to preface it, I have heard white nationalists, people that identify themselves as white nationalists. I have heard people in the truth movement say that Bolshevism was not a Jewish creation. Well, listen to Rosenberg here. Now, bear in mind, Rosenberg was a Baltic German who was born after the Russian Empire. And bear in mind, there were Volga Germans, you know, in what was in the Volga River, in the Stalingrad area along the Volga River, that were invited by, you know, Peter the Great to come and farm. And there were, you know, Germans up by St. Petersburg. You know, St. Petersburg was designed and built by Germans at the invitation of Peter the Great. There were Germans along the Baltic area. So anyway, this is Rosenberg. And it was Rosenberg was keenly aware of what was happening in this at this time. He writes, every person who is not blinded must have seen from the very first days of Bolshevism's onward that this was purely a Jewish undertaking. In 1920, the Englishman Wilton traveled to Russia and reckoned among around 380 commissars, there were 300 of them were Jews. Today, the entire list of tyrants of Russia is before us. An English work entitled Jews in Russia enumerates for us the present-day rulers, 550 men, that is, and of their official character, the Central Council of the People's Commissar consists of 3 Russians, 2 Armenians, and 17 Jews. In the War Commission sits 8 Lithuanians, 1 German, no Russians, and 34 Jews. He goes on and says, the Commission for the Interior consists of 2 Russians, a few Lithuanians and Armenians, Poles, and 45 Jews. I mean, he's basically exposing this back in 1921. He goes out and he goes and he's naming all these various commissions and commissars, but at the very end, he says, to sum up, 34 Lithuanians, 30 Russians, some Armenians and Poles, and 447 Jews. That is the Russian Soviet government. Today, it is not contested even by the social democratic side that the stock exchanges determine the politics of all the big democracies of the West, and the Jews determine the make up the composition of the Bolsheviks in the East. Now these naive persons cannot imagine how the stock exchange lords, of whom many are Jews or most are Jews, can support and combat a proletariat revolution at the same time in that they let the anti-Bolshevik armies of the nationalist Russians, and he names their name again, their Russian names, I'm not going to mangle them. The truth is, the stock exchange politicians of Paris, New York, and London really wanted to bring, if they really wanted to bring down the Soviet Jews and their terror regiments, the Trotskys and the Alpenbaums would not sit in for weeks or more in the Kremlin of Moscow. But the Russian generals were supported for only as long as they had no authority over the Red Army in order to be able to conduct the self-destruction of the Russian people. To the end, the finance dictatorship on plundered, half-famished people made helpless the plan which was thought out and carried out by the secret Jewish lodges. Now, he emphasizes the secret Jewish lodges of London, New York, and Berlin, and set on the stage by the Soviet Jews with the help of all their kindred. People who have seen through the Jewish politics knows that Bolshevism is only a means and not an end, a means to the destruction of everything that is racially strong and important to all peoples. And then he follows up, he moves over. The Democratic Republic is provided for it, indeed, the parliamentary and straw puppet puppets of democracies and monarchies is drawn into consideration as a bulwark of achievements. Now, however, there comes a moment which the Jew is blinded in the course of his entire history by excessive cunning and instability and has not been able to comprehend that the blustering his overstretching breaks. And in spite of all his cruelty, the Hebrew conspiratorial murders will not escape their fate even in Russia. He's summing up his essay. The results will play themselves out with natural necessity. A Jewish sympathetic democracy will not be able to hold back the reactionary wave. The penal court of the Russian people will soon not tolerate any Jews in Russia any longer. That was his prediction in 1921. That's the end of the essay. You can make the case, you know, somewhat, you know, Stalin, you know, came along after Lenin. He was not the most Jew-friendly by any means. But maybe that's why Beria killed him. But he moves on a few weeks later, because he had referenced stock exchange Bolshevism throughout that essay. So, and this was, that essay was written on the 26th of November, 1921. So on the 10th of December, 1921, he penned a very short essay entitled Stock Exchange Bolshevism. Now, bear in mind, the leftist, almost essentially closet communist newspapers in Germany was really pushing hard to establish, as best they could under Weimar. Weimar was really, you know, struggling early 19, you know, up until about 1925. They were really pushing for a quasi-Soviet type of system. And there was about five major leftist, you know, closet communist papers all run by Jews. And the two of them were the Berliner Tageblatt and the Frankfurter Zeitung. And so they had been just consistently running these glorifying editorials and articles about the Soviet experiment. And Rosenberg responded to them. And here's what he wrote. The Berliner Tageblatt and the Frankfurter Zeitung, now bear in mind, those were the leftist Jewish newspapers who were just so in love with the Soviet system, have had for a time official correspondence in the Mecca of the proletariat, who, according to their own descriptions, are often the guests with the Trotskyites and can narrate the glorious things about Soviet Russia, and indeed so glorious that they give a wink to its colleagues so as to make a striking resemblance to the Soviet Russians. However, and not immediately print all of the Bolshevik laundry scraps, i.e. what he's basically saying there, he's not airing their dirty laundry. Long reports on the splendors of the East fill the folds of these tabloids, sometimes indeed under the title A Picture of Humaneness. Now bear in mind, you have these leftist newspapers in Berlin and Frankfurt calling the Soviet system A Picture of Humaneness. Now, this is the same system that will go on and starve how many millions and millions of Ukrainians, a real Holocaust. Some time ago, the Frankfurt Jewish paper was, however, somewhat affected when a letter of Radek Somfenhan to one of their editors, Mr. Fiedler, was published. Later, the poison squirt admitted that Mr. Fiedler is a subscribed member of the Social Democratic Majority Party. This world capitalism and anti-world capitalism united fraternally in an editorial committee, and then reactionary nationalist clique dares to doubt the honorableness of the Marxist battle against the banks and the stock exchanges. Now Mr. Radek has gone a step further in number 251 of the Bolshevik Pravda. He narrates openly, let me stop there for a minute. In some cases, there's a lot of times where these newspapers were just basically take the editorials of Pravda, you know, the communist newspaper, and just rerun them.
Right.
And it was incredible. And narrates and openly how, through whom the Bolsheviks were and got to Russia through Germany. This is where they were basically, again, saying that it was all, the Germans had installed the Bolsheviks. Now, bear in mind, we just covered, Rosenberg had previously, November 26th, had completely debunked that and had named names and had thoroughly outlined who was really behind the Bolshevik Revolution. Mr. Martow came forth, according to his report, especially for the passage through Paul Levi, the well-known German communist, and was also busy and active. The plan succeeded, and the defender of the Soviet Jews on the German side was Mr. Jansen, the one empowered by Parvus, the social democrat Bolshevist and the big capitalist with hundreds of millions. For us, however, the most interesting thing of the whole affair was Radek Sobelson got in touch with the correspondent of the Frankfurter Zeitung, whose name he remarkably alleges not to know precisely anymore, and it was the latter who transmitted the transactions on to the German envoy in Switzerland. In Berlin, Parvus and his comrades helped Mr. Hartmann Hollweg. He was the chancellor, the prior chancellor of Germany. The matters had become as transparent as spider webs. Only certain people in responsible offices seem to have slid their blinds over their eyes. That is the end of the essay. That he was responding to an editorial, and he was basically, Rosenberg was the only one at the time that was actually out there matching wits with these leftist papers and was naming names and was exposing, who was behind this wave of international communism, who was truly behind the link between international Jewry and this new thing called Bolshevism, communism in the East. You know, the old saying that, you know, capitalism and communism are kissing cousins. Rosenberg was making that case, and he was absolutely correct. You had this Cold War going on for years, and what essentially was it? It was an agreement of the Jews won the Cold War. Essentially, they were making money on both sides of the deal. And so, if you look at these two essays, and you look at primarily the essay of November 26, you essentially have the big Jewish bankers in New York, of all places, financing the Russo-Japanese War. Take down Russia, and there's a broader objective, and I've had this conversation with some other of your listeners online before by email. There was a broader objective. There was two nations primarily that the international Jewry have always wanted to have their tentacles wrapped around. Russia, for its sheer size and resources. If you look at Russia, it's sheer mass and its resources. It still to this day has tremendous potential natural resources beyond what it's actually bringing in production. And they've always recognized that. And two, Germany. The Jews have always had their mitts, wanted to get their mitts on Germany. Why? Because of its resource, its intellectual resources, its ingenuity. They've always had it. I mean, even at the end of World War II, when the Russians didn't get their hands on all of it, they at least put the DDR. And got their, established this vassalist puppet state. But they always had a fascination. They always wanted Russia, and they always wanted Germany for two different reasons, but they lived together. Russia had the resources. Germany had the, German engineering. And they got Russia. They certainly did. You know, they played Japan. They financed Japan in the Russo-Japanese War. And then they created this revolution, stirred hate and disconnect. That was part of the grand scheme of World War I to take down Russia. And of course, they used Versailles to negate. We talked about this in the prior show. They used Versailles to negate Brest-Litovsk to completely re-engineer Eastern Europe and to actually reintegrate Ukraine and all of the what you consider a real Eastern Europe back under the boot that they wanted. So all of this ties together what Rosenberg was writing in 1921. It all ties together this grander scheme of having Russia, and they dang near got Germany. They came very, very close to getting Germany. They were exploiting the chaos under Weimar, and they came very close. The only thing that stopped them was this National Socialist government in 1933.
Right. And they had agents in there very early. Towards the end of World War I, they had agents in Germany trying to sway the people and developing chapters and socialist sections, factions, and taking over the unions.
Well, you go back, they did the same thing. If you go back to his essay, and they basically, if you remember what happened in Germany in World War I, the first thing that really toppled the Kaiser, per se, it was the mutiny of the Imperial Navy, Kiel. Why did that happen? It was because you had these communist, Jewish commissars spreading hate and discontent. And basically eroding the national pride and saying your children are starving, your wives are starving, and it's all the Kaiser's fault. They didn't say it was the enemy's fault. They didn't say, you know, it was, you know, they had instigated the war. You had this massive, enemy alien agents that were spreading hate and discontent, you know, up in Kiel and up in Bremerhaven and Wilhelmshaven. And that was what happened. That's what actually knocked Germany out of the war, was when the Imperial Navy essentially mutinied. And it had to do with all discontent. Well, that happened in Russia. They did this. It's the same playbook. They did the same playbook in Russia. And Rosenberg writes about this. He writes in the first essay, the November 26th, he said, in July 1917, the first blow was struck. The sailors at Kronstadt impelled, they did the same thing. It was the same thing. And they infiltrate these movements.
All right. All righty. We do have a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Rodney Martin, the director of Worldview Foundations. His website is wvfoundations.org. Boy, the time just goes by so rapidly.
There is an important citation in here, Deanna, in the essay of November 26, 1921, that I think we should end the show on. I've got about, 5 minutes?
Yes.
And here, like I indicated, and I really wanted to cover that. I'm glad we did that. you know, the Jewish cabal international had their, you know, they always had designs on Russia and Germany for strategic reasons. The Russian, the resources and the size, and the Germans, you know, for the ingenuity, for the design, and for other resources. But here is what Rosenberg writes in mid-part of the essay. However, since the Russian people did not awaken, their advance along with an economic restriction, the systematic destruction and demoralization and enslavement of the national, of the nationalist Russian intelligentsia. Basically, they smashed Russian, any sort of nationalist resistance to this Jewish Bolshevism. And keep in mind, we've established, Rosenberg said it, that Bolshevism, communism, the Jewish, was a Jewish creation. You know, just like they use that every bit as much as they use as hyper-capitalism. Now, in Germany, they ran into something. They weren't able to smash nationalism, and so there was a nationalist reaction to this Jewish infiltration of the culture and of the arts and of their attempt to basically overwhelm the nation. That playbook didn't work when it came up against National Socialism. And I think you really need to look at when you run this quote unquote capitalism and free market stuff against this, this so-called conservatism versus liberalism, Mitt Romney versus Obama, you're basically running, Frick versus Frack. You get the same thing. And that's why we have the cultural, degradation, and we have a decadence, and we have everything that we have wrong, because basically you're picking Jew A from Jew B. And that's the reason why we have the mess that we have. That's why we have Weimar America. That's the reason why we're in so much trouble. And Rosenberg, wrote very eloquently about this. There needed to be, a national awakening. And the Russians, in the Russian Revolution, they missed the boat. Where in Germany in 1933, there was a nationalist awakening. There was National Socialism stood up and said, "We're not going to have this." There was an intelligentsia. There were writers and speakers and thinkers that cited, that were speaking out as early as 1919. Rosenberg was one of them, sided with the National Socialists and said, if we don't stand up and do something, we're going to go the way of Russia, and we don't want that. And the world, Western Christian civilization, would not have wanted Germany to be another Soviet Union in the part of Central Europe. And, of course, they tried it again in Spain. And had it not been for Germany and Italy, you would have had a Soviet satellite sitting in Spain all during the Cold War up into the 1990s, and who knows what would have happened had there been a Soviet satellite in Spain. So I think that passage in this essay where it talks about that there was no nationalist reaction to this Jewish onslaught in the Bolshevik Revolution was very important, because that was a difference. There was a nationalist response in Germany that prevented it, where there wasn't in Russia. And look at the devastating difference. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. We've run out of time, and we will talk next week. Thank you so much, Rodney.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.